Mishumah b'koyim bradlo, the name of bradlo, that arba amos shalodom, the four amos of a person, koinus loy b'chol mokim, there's such a kinyan of dalad amos. Four amos around where you are, it's like your chotzer, and whatever falls in there is kona to you. Rashi says, koinus loy, and yes, shavivo is dover hefker, and achen shol toysoy. If around your dalad amos there's a dover hefker, automatically it belongs to you, and someone else cannot take it away. Now, my time, what's this reason? This is like a tchon of the Rabbonin. Like, really, it's not your chotzer, you don't own this property. So how come we say dalad amos around you is your property? My time as king of Rabbonin, so lo yosu li ansuyi, the people should not come to fight. Like this, there'll be a mitzvah right around you, and if it's not yours, someone else come and grab it away from you, so you'll come to have fights. So in order not to have fights, therefore we say you have a king. Now, Omar Abaye says, Moise Reb Chir Ba Yosef Peya. That Reb Chir Ba Yosef had a kasha on this halacha from halacha of Peya. Omar Rava said that Moise Reb Yaakov are reading Nizokin. That Reb Yaakov really had a question on this cloud from halacha and Nizokin. Now, Omar will soon explain what these two questions are. Omar Abaye says that Moise Reb Chir Ba Yosef Peya. Reb Chir Ba Yosef asked the question of this cloud that you say, Dalad Amish Aladim, is Koinoloi, I have the kasha from halacha of Peya. It says what? There's a Mishnah in Peya that says, Nota mixes Peya. If somebody in Oni went to collect Peya, the leftover crop at the end of the field, and he took a little bit of it, Vizorek Halashar, and the little bit that he picked up, he threw on the rest of the Peya. In other words, he wanted to be covered to own the rest of the Peya. He didn't have a time to make a kinyan on it, so he just threw what he picked up on the rest of it. So Lachar is Ainloi Boklub, he had nothing on it, because that's not called a kinyan. Again, Nofoloi Aleh, let's say he fell on top of the Peya. Or else Paras Talisi Aleo, or else he spread his talus over the Peya, is again Maviru Naisi Menu. We take it away from him. Again, it's not called the kinyan, it means nothing. The same thing applies to Ayim Meshikha also. Even though he falls on top of it, or he throws something on top of it, it means nothing. And therefore, whoever comes and takes it has a right to take it. Now, the question is, the Yarmut, if you're going to tell me the way Resh Lakish said over the name of Rababa Kayim Bradlo, the Yarmut Arba Amos. Shalodim kindness led to Hamakom, that wherever you are. It's a question if this applies to Rishus Rabbim also. Some say it's only to Simta. The kids say if you're in a Simta like a semi Rishus Rabbim, you're telling me now the Hamakom, that there's a kingdom Dalad Amos wherever you are. The four Amos around you. He's coming to you. If so, Niknu lo Arba Amos today? If so, here when the person fell on top of the Peya, why do we say he's not kind of the Peya? How can we take it away from him if he fell there? So the Dalad Amos around him should be a Chotzef in. So whatever is in those Dalad Amos should automatically belong to him. But here it's different, because here he did not speak out and say that he wants the chotzer to be kind of him. He didn't say, I want my Dalad Amos to be kind of to me. The Gemara asked, so what? The Gemara asked the question though. The Tikkun Rabbonin, but Rabbonin made such a takana that the cloud of Dalad Amos is like your chotzer, ki lo yoma my heaven. Even if you don't say the chotzer should be kana for you, by itself is kana. That's the klal of chotzer. If you have a chotzer, if a mitzvah falls into your chotzer, we say automatically there's a kinyan chotzer. A chotzer is like your yad, like your shliach, we'll see later on, but there's a kinyan chotzer, even though you don't speak out and say the chotzer should be kana to you. So Marcel still not here different. I'll tell you here, kivun de nofal, since this person fell on top of the peyon, goli daite, the person is showing the thrill that in his mind, did the nefila nichele de nikne. But the arbamas lo nichele de nikne. He only wants Avdat to be kernel with his kinyan nefila. And if Avdatko does not want the kinyan of Dalad Amos, therefore, since really Dalad Amos is not your chotzer, it's only the Rabbani gave it to you. The Rabbani gave it to you if you want it. But if you're showing that you don't want it, then there's no kinyan Dalad Amos. That's the pshat, since you fall on top of the Torah, you're showing us that you want to kinyan with Nefila, not the Torah Tekos HaChamim, like Rashi says, to lay Niskavim liknas the Torah Tekos HaChamim, kisavash in Nefilosoi yofaloi, because you think by fooling around them is better. So therefore, the Rabbanah did not give you here the kinyan Dalaram. Having more says, our Papa says, kit kinyan lay Rabbanah and Abamis, another Torah. When did the Rabbanah give you a kinyan of Dalaramis? The Alma, there's only other places. But the Sodadel Bala Bayat let Kinyan Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not give you Kinyan Dalad Amos in somebody else's property. He only gave it to you, like Rashi says, going to Simta. Shu Rishus L'Cholodim. It's like semi-private property. Like Rishus Rabbin, or else Rishus Rabbin itself, or one man the other. Like Vesidi Rishus Rabbin. Vihefkul Rabbin. If it's a place that you have a right to put down your things to be there, then we say the Rabbanan gave you Dalad Amos there. But in somebody else's private property, there the Rabbanan did not give you any Kinyan Dalad Amos. So the law of Tairi is you go down to a Balabas Sada and you have to go there and take it. So in somebody else's field, there you do not have any Kenyan Balarams. Therefore it says if you fall down, you didn't make a Maisa Kenyan, therefore there's no Kenyan. Now, the Yafagab the Zochalei Rachmon of the Gavei, even though the Torah gave you Kenyan, but I tell you, even though the Torah gave you right to the Oni, the Torah gave the right to the Oni to walk into the Balabas's field to take payah, but I tell you, Ki Zochalei Rachmon, when did the Torah give you permission, Lahaluchibo, only to walk through the field to take the payah. But the Linkut, Lahaluchibo, Linkutte payah, to walk through the field and collect the payah. But the Mehevi Chatzerai Zochalei Rachmon, but that someone else's property should be like your property, that the Torah, that your Rabbanin, did not give you. Now the Gemara says that Omar Rovo Moiser Rav Yaakov Baridi Nizikin. Rav Yaakov Baridi had a question on this from Aloch Nizikin. It says now Mishnah Roes a Metzia. But no, for lo yalef, you saw a Metzia and you fell on top of it. Uvoach a vehechzik bo, somebody else comes and grabs a hold of it. Zeh shechzik bo zochah bo, the second one that grabs a hold of it is kind of a Metzia. But the question is why? The first one fell on top of it. So, V'yam is going to tell me, like a Shlokish, that Arba Mishalodim, Kainas Lebuchal Mokom, and this is Brishos, this is in the symptom, in the Shosar Abim. See if you can tell me now, wherever you are on a public property, the Dalar Amis around you is like your Chotz is kind of for you. So, Niknin Lay Arba Amis today. So, the first person that went there first, what do I care? He fell on top of the Metziah, but he was there first. So, the Dalar Amis should be kind of him first. So, why do we say the second person has the right to take it away? So the Marintis, Hoka the Mayaskin, what's talking about over here, the Loyalayakne. The person did not speak out clearly, he wants the Chotzer, these Dalarams, to be kind of him. The Marintis again, the Sawat, the Tikkun Rabbonin. But if Rabbonin made such a kind of Dalarams as your Kenyan, he Loyalayakne, even if he didn't say a Sawat. It's still a Kenyan, Chotzer is still kind of you, even though you don't speak out Kenyan. So the Marintis here is different. Kivun the Nofalalei, since he Lamaisi, you fell on top of the Messiah. Is Goli Daiti, you showing us clearly that your mind is to be Nefila Nichele de Nikne. You only have Das to be kind of with Nefila. The Arba Amis to Nichele de Nikne. You do not have any Das to be kind of with Dalar Amis. That's what we said before. Well, you do not want the king of Dalar Amis, the Rabbana did not give it to you by force. Now, Rosh Hashanah says, keep king of Rabbana in the Simta. When did Rabbana give a person that Dalar Amis around you? Is a chutz of you to be kind of Metzila falls there, only the simta, that's like a semi-rishus rabbin. That's like a street, or like a mobile, a simta. The leidachki rabbin, that people don't walk there so much, it's not so full, not such a big rush there. But rishus rabbin, the kodachki rabbin, but the rishus rabbin itself, in the main public place, that everybody's pushing, is going through there, they are tailored kin rabbonin. The rabbonin did not make the kinyan of Dalar Amis. If our Mishnah by Ruah Mitzvah, maybe it's talking about in the Rishus Rabin, in the Rishus Rabin, there's no Kenyan Dalarams. Rashi explains, Loi Tikkun Le Rabbonin, Shere'en Li Yodim Shom Dalarams Mechedis, Shahar Be Chaverim Yesh Le Betoich Yom Demetzloi. Like in the Rishus Rabin, that people are crowded there, and they're pushing around, you can't say Dalarams around you belongs to you, because somebody's right next to you. So we don't have any Dalarams that is yours. It's all together. So therefore, Rishus Rabin, there's no Kenyan Dalarams. That's why now Mishnah, by the Mitzvah, even though you fell on top of it, you were there first, but since you did not make a nice Kenyan, you won't have the Kenyan. Prati Gemara, Ivo, Bechol Mokum Komar, Arvash Raka Sarov, it says, Dalaram Shalom Karmas Loi, Bechol Mokum, Mash many place. So when it says, Kol Mokum, Latsuya Sidi Rishus Rabin. Kol Mokum just comes to include not only a Simta, but even the side of Rishus Rabin also. Renachnami, Rishus Rabin itself, there will not be any Kenyan Dalarams.
Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yud Amud Beis. A little above than half down. Again, V'yomer Resh Lakish Mishum Abba Kain Bradlo. Resh Lakish said over the name of Abba Kain Bradlo that Ketana, a young girl, under 12, is Ein Lo Chotzer. She does not have a Kinyin Chotzer. We'll soon see Nageya. If her husband wants to give her a get, so he can't put it into a Chotzer. And the Ein La Arba Amis. Secondly, she does not have this Kinyan Mid Rabbanin of Dalar Amis either. The Rashi says, Ketana Ein La Chotzer Im Zorek Lo Bay La Get. The Toi Chatzer, if a husband throws a get into a Chotzer, Lo Konsul La Chatzer Lo Zgarish Boy. She doesn't have a Kinyan Chotzer. The same thing, if she's standing in Mishus Rabbim, and the husband throws the get into a Dalar Amis, so she's not Megareshes. And Rashi says, V'yaf Agav De Gedoyla Megareshes, even though by Gedoyla. There is a get, Kriyatnan, like we learned the Mishnah in Gittin, Hazer Getli Ishtoi B'Teich Beisai, Ros Hoysam Ezra Shasrav Mazokla Korob Lo, Megureshes, but that's only by Gedoyla, not by Ketana. By Ketana, she doesn't have these two Kinyonim. That's what Rosh Lakish says. However, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yana Yomar, no, that Yeshla Chotzer, Yeshla Arba Amas, she has both Kinyonim. She has the Kinyon Chotzer, and therefore if you throw a get into her Chotzer, the get is Chal, the same thing if you throw it to Shus Rabbin into her Dalar Amas, the Rabbanan gave her the Kinyon of Dalar Amas. Now exactly, how does the Kinyon Dalar Amas help for Gittin? We know that Gittin is Midiraisa, and the Chur Dalar Amas is on Midirabbanan, so there's a Chur Shal and the Gemara Gittin there, exactly how the Kinyon works. Some learn that once the Rabbanan gave you the Kinyon, so Mela now is considered like it says Midiraisa, therefore it's called a Chotzer. Some learn that itself, called the Mekazah, that the Rabbanan Mekadish, Rakol Ponim, the Gittin helps in this Kinyon of Dalar Amas. So here it's a Machlokes, does the Ketana have the Kinyon of Dalar Amas or not? The Gemara says, what's the machlekes Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan over here? So I tell you, Masa v'chotzer mishum yodis rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that chotzer is midin yad, and therefore kihecha the yistlo yad, the same way she has the yad even midiraisa to accept her own get, like in the case when she was a katana, that her father married her off, that the Kedushin is chal midiraisa, and the husband is a bar das, is a godel, if the godel... If the husband puts the get into her hand, into her yad, she's midrashis, that's midiraisa. So if so, we hold chotzer is also mitam yad, so the same way that a katana has a yad, who are then chotzer nami yislei? Umasav Rosh Lakish holds now that chotzer mishum shlichus is rabbi. Chotzer works like the chotzer is like your shliach. Your property is like your shliach. Therefore, the chihech or the shlichus less law, just law. Therefore, chotzer nami less law. The same thing, the Ketana does not have a Kinyan Chotzer. That we know in the Pasha of Shlichus, it says Ish, that only an Ish, a Godel, can make a Shlich, and not a Ketana. The Rashi says, Mishum Shlichus is Rabboi, Midribi Rachmona Shlichus Liyodim Ketanya Vesholach Malamet Shis Oish a Shlich. It's only a Godel, not a Kotin. So the same way she doesn't have Shlichus, the same way she can't, her Chotzer is not Konifer. That's the Smachlaikis. Freddy Gemara, Miiko, Man diyama chotzer mishum shlichus es rabbi. Is there anybody that could hold? Like, is it true that Rosh Lakish holds that chotzer is misham shlichus? In other words, how is a chotzer kana for you? Because it's like your shliach. I brought Tanya, we learned like this. In the parsha of a ganef, we learned biyodai. It's only if the ganef takes something and holds it in his hand. He has it biyodai. So, ein liye liyodai. Gagoi chatzero v'kafifu minayin. How do we know if a ganef takes something and he throws it into his gag on top of his roof? On top of his chotzer, or kafif is also an open yard. So how do we know when he puts something in his own property? And like Rashi says, v'nol b'fonero, and he closes the door now, l'gneva, l'goinva, to make a ma'aseh gneva shuchayif, that the chotzer is konerit for him, that he becomes the ganef, because of his kinyan chotzer. Talmud Loima, this the pasuk says, he motzei mikol makom. Any place we find it by the ganef, he becomes a ganef. So the kitzur, there's a riba akruah that a chotzer could help out a ganef to make his kinyan geneva. Now, the sakadat, if you're going to tell me, like Rosh Lakish learns, that chotzer is mishom shlichus es rabbi, that chotzer only works because your chotzer, your property, is like your shliach to be kind of for you. If so, imkein, if so, matzino shliach ledvar aveira. If you tell me now in the Pasha of Geneva there's a Chiddush that the Ganef's Chotzer is kind of the Geneva for him, so if so, his Chotzer is a Shliach for him to make the Geneva. So we'll find Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. And we know the Kaimelon, we hold not like that, we hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. We know the Klal is you can't make a Shliach to do a Dvar Aveira. So here's the Kasha, how could Shliach, how could a Chotzer be Mitam Shlichus? So the Ma'an says, Ravina answers like this, Hey, Chaim, Rina, the Ein Shliach of the Bar Aveira, when do we just say this klal, that you can't appoint a Shliach to do an Aveira for you? Hey, Chaim, the Shliach Bar Chiyubu. Only if the Shliach himself is a Bar Chiyubu, the Shliach himself is going to be over the Yissa. Rashi says, Shafu Muzer Aladover. The Shliach also has a love not to do this thing. Hosom, there we say, Potter HaShaleach. There we say the one that's sending him is Potter. Why? The Amrinullah, because there the Shaleach, the one that's sending, says to the Shliach, listen, Divri Harava, Divri Talma, Divri Mishaimim, Plahoyu Lelafes, you shouldn't have listened to me. So therefore, that's not called the Shlichus. Avo Bechotza, but over here, when the Ganef has his own property, that is property that's going to make a kinyan for him, the Lav Barchiyuvahu, the Chotzer is not over in Avera, there's no Lav to the Chotzer, so therefore, Mechayiv Shochai, if in such a case, the Meshaleach is Chayiv. Therefore, true Chotzer is Mitav Shlichus, and the Shlichus can help even by Geneva, because the Chotzer is not a Bar Chiyuva, therefore the Shlichus takes place. For the Gemara, Ela Meyativ, so, Akasha on Ravina, Ha'imeli Isha V'yevet, if somebody goes over to a married lady, to a wife, to somebody's wife, or goes over to an Evet Kanani, and he tells them, say Gonvali, go and steal for me. If so, the Lav V'nei Chiyuvininu, that they themselves, if they steal, they don't have to pay back, they're plotted from paying back. So, in such a case, the Mechayiv Sholchan, in such a case, the person that appointed this lady for a Shliach, or appointed the Ebed for a Shliach, that the Meshaleach would be Chayiv? That according to your Ravina, in this case, you want to say, you would say Shliach Dvar Avera. Like in Sfar, of course, you would not say it. So the Marian says, no, I'll tell you here, he agrees. Amato, I'll tell you, Isha v'yeved b'nei chiyuvininu. Of course, a regular Isha and even an Eved is also considered b'nei chiyuvi. That when they make the Geneva, really they have to pay. They're in the Lav, not the steal. But v'hashtu miyu, less l'lishlumei. The reason why the Mishnah says in Baba Kama that they're potter is because right now they don't have any money. Because whatever they own belongs to the husband, belongs to the master. Therefore, they're potter from paying. But like it's not, like we learned though, Nizgar Shisha, let's say later the lady gets a get, or else Nishtachar Evet, the Evet becomes freed, and then Echanami, then Chayav L'Shalem, then the Avachi have to pay back for the Gneva they did before. So the kids are an Ishan and Evet is called the Bar Chiyuva, therefore of course even Ravina would agree that it's Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. It's only a case so far, the Chotzer, that a Chotzer is not called the Bar Chiyuva, therefore by a Chotzer we say Shlichus, even with Dvar Avera. This is Ravina's terms. Now Rav Sam Amar, Rav Sam says another Yisoid. That Heichu Yamrinim, when do I say the Klal? Of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, that if you send a Shliach to do an Avera for you, you're Potter. Just the Shliach is Chayiv. I tell you, Heichu, the boy Yovid, the boy Lo Yovid, where the Shliach has a choice in the matter. If he wants to, he could. If he wants to, he doesn't have to do it. There we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Avachotzer. But here the Allah of a Chotzer, if the Ganav owns property, if something falls into the property and he wants to be kinder, that the Chotzer is kinder for you, the Bar Korche, it's kinder for you Bar Korche, there's no choice in the matter. It's not the chance that the Chotzer doesn't want to, you won't have the Kinyan. Since the Kinyan comes Bar Korche, here we say, Yeh Shlich the Bar Veru. In other words, it's not a regular Shlichus. It's only a Shlichus that the Shlich could do it and could not do it, so then we say, the Dvar Veru, he can't do it. He has a choice like in the matter. But over here where it's a Chotzer, there's no choice, therefore we say, Yeh Shlich Dvar Avera. Again, the Gemara says, Loshen, Avo Chotzer, De Bal Korche Noisich Bo, but the Kinyan Chotzer helps by force, that in other words, the Ganav gets it, the Chotzer itself has no choice in the matter, Mechayev Sholchei, then there is a Pasha of Shlichus Dvar Avera. Now the Gemara says, My Benayu, what's the difference between these two Terutzim, between Ravina and Rav Sama? So Gemara says, yes, Iku Benayu, there's a difference, Koyhein, the Omalele Yisrael. What's going to be if a Koyhein tells another Yisrael to make him a Shliach, say the Kaddishli Isha Grusha. The Koyhein makes the Yisrael a Shliach to make a Dushan to marry a Grusha for him. Now for the Koyhein, it's an Avera. It's a laugh. A Koyhein can marry a Grusha. But for this Yisrael, the Shliach is doing it, he's not a Bar Chiyuvei. There's no risk of him to marry a Grusha. So therefore, according to the first Teretz, according to Ravina, we would say Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera over here, because the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuvei. But according to Rav Sama, that's totally if he could do it or can't do it, here also it's up to him. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to do it. So we would say Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. In Amios, another difference would be Ish Diyoma Lalisha. If a man tells a lady, Akfili Kotan, like give my kid a haircut, and like Hakofa be over the lab of Hakofa, cut off his payas. So now, Anisha, she's not in this lab of Hakofa. There's no Issa for Anisha to cut off her payas. So therefore, she's not called the Bar Chiyuvei.